Do you agree with this notion that the highest law enforcement officials in the country are the county sheriffs?
Of course.
Why? Where?
Because I was one.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
no, that's not.
What about the supremacy clause? Why isn't
there an FBI
agent?
Says that the federal government has to follow the Constitution, and laws don't become supreme unless it's pursuant to the Constitution. We agree with that part.
Okay.
The supremacy clause does not grant carte blanche to the federal government. Just the opposite. The sheriff is the only elected law enforcement officer in the county. The FBI isn't elected, the IRS, any of those agencies, DEA, any of the law enforcement agencies, they're not elected.
But in most states, the state police are...
They're not elected either.
But the director of the state police is appointed by the governor, who is elected.
Well, you can get all sorts of bureaucrats in there, but they're still bureaucrats. And they answer to the governor, they don't answer to the people. You keep getting those layers of bureaucracies, and pretty soon, you know, you can't find anybody. But the thing of it is, Tom, we the people run this government. They answer to us directly. The sheriff is the only one who gets direct power from the power source, we the people.
Right.
And he is the ultimate protector. If you look at the history of the sheriff, he is the ultimate protector, always has been. He's the conservator
of
the peace.
So a sheriff should be able to tell an FBI agent, get the hell out of here. Get out of this house.
If the FBI is committing a crime and doing something wrong, you don't want that? Come on.
I mean,
my dad was an FBI. I've been around the FBI
sure.
all my life.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. It's a check and balance.